Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
You ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Oh, why don't you watch us singing happy birthday to you in the clip that's just been put up at Klein Alley Show?
Yeah, I did see it.
Did you feel like you were, did you see the cake, said your name and frosting and everything?
I did. Yeah. It's very nice of you. Yeah,
happy
Thank
birthday,
you.
Buddy.
Thank you.
What'd you end up doing for your own birthday?
Just hanging with my fam. Oh. They took me out to eat.
Anywhere? Did you go to one? Did you go to one of your favorite chains?
We ended up going to Red Robin, and it was not a great experience. Yeah.
You should have come back and because you come to the pool party we threw for you.
Yeah.
There was good food at that. Barbecue.
Yeah, barbecue. Wow. And I mean,
tendies are crazy.
The chicken tendies were good, yeah. Jake is like a termite. He will take advantage of everything that is offered. He's one of those guys, you know, like you. A lot of times we'll go to someone's house, they can get you a drink. Even if you're thirsty, you go, no, I'm okay. Most people, that's usually what I do. I'm all right. No, I'll be okay.
I hate that, though.
Jake will, he'll everything he's offered, he will take.
I would rather a Jake as a host.
And even in the process of putting together the endless summer pool party, Forced Fun, of course, had to invite everyone over for the pool party. And I felt bad because I could tell Vanessa really wanted to get in the pool, but I think she didn't want to be in a bathing suit around us for whatever reason. So she just kind of sat there all bundled up with her feet in the pool.
Which, just with a smile on her face.
Smiling, and definitely, like, you'd see, like, she was jealous. And I thought once Allie decided that she was going to go in, even though she's all pregnant, that would have made Vanessa brave enough to also go in the pool. But
yeah, I told her, I'm going to get in my bikini, I'm going to come down, and I'm going to be wrapped in a wrap, and then as soon as I take it off, I'm getting in.
And before anyone thinks it's what Allie's saying is hot or sexy, she also wore a swim cap, which...
Well, if we were going to do the swim contest, I needed my swim cap.
As my wife pointed out, I have not seen a swim cap in forever.
Yeah.
By the way, you left it in my house. It's still there.
Damn it. Okay, yeah. I need it.
So Allie put on a swim cap. Jake, who said...
I don't want to get my hair wet.
Jake, who said swimming is for kids and losers...
I said pools.
Pools are for losers, decided that he would take off his jean shorts and put on his swimming jean shorts, which are almost...
They were like camo. Yeah, it was funny. It was like just a swim short version of his regular shorts.
It was wild. I don't even know why he changed.
He printed out his shorts.
He took off his camouflage denim shorts and then put on a different pair of the exact same shorts to go swimming in. I don't know what he even did.
It's amazing.
So Jake did that, and he decided that he was going to take Allie up on the challenge. Did you bring those goggles yourself, Jake?
Yeah, of course I brought
them. We took it seriously.
Okay, so I didn't realize you had, for someone who doesn't go swimming a lot, it's funny that you have your own goggles.
I take them on my floating trip every year because I like to swim around like a fish.
Wait a minute, you take them to sit on a raft?
I don't sit on the tube the whole time. I get off the tube and I swim around, I dive down, I look at fish, I just, yeah.
We had a theory that Jake couldn't swim and that's why he was making fun of people that go in pools. So we said it'd be funny if Jake swam against a pregnant woman and lost the race, and this is what happened.
Ready? Is he at the first step? Where is he at?
First step.
Let me see.
Where are you at? Okay.
And Omar, I don't know if
this
you hear that.
This is Klein's game music.
I don't know if you hear that music playing, but that is the international sign of a pool party. It's just loud thumping bass.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's how
I
you
think,
know.
I think it was down, 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 down. You're obsessed with that song,
down,
right?
Down, down, down.
You love
that song. Yeah, always. You think it's so cool.
Yeah, Klein was having an identity crisis with the music. At first, it was like, it was K-rock music, and we were like, hey, let's play something else. And then you started playing Bad Bunny because
well,
I think
wanted
you
Vanessa
thought
to feel comfortable.
And then you started playing your, like, Counting Crows crap, and then you started playing this.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
All right. Well, contestants ready.
Wait, wait, wait. What are we doing? Are we doing a 1, 2, 3, go?
Wait. Do we need to? Do they need to? Do they want to do a practice lap just to see the course?
No.
See the course.
I didn't want there. I knew the way that things always work with us is that there was going to be some sort of discrepancy at the end where we wouldn't have any sort of results because Jake would have said something that I didn't realize. You had to touch the wall with your hand or something. I just knew. So I said, let's just go through it one time so it's clean. Everyone knows what the race is. If it's not a big pool.
Well, the course is there and back.
Right. It's there and back. And it's not like a lap pool.
It's
a typical California pool that they can't. It's not deep and it's not big because they're not allowed to. You waste too much water.
Yeah. No, it takes you probably 10 seconds to get to the other side.
Right. So that's why I thought you guys would want to do a run through the course, but no, you didn't want to.
Why is
it
straight?
It's going to be 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, ready? Yeah. Contestants ready.
Yeah,
ready?
Touch the wall. Yeah, touch the wall.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh my
all right. Okay. Back.
Now, Allie was in it. Let me say something.
That's my girl.
Allie was in a commanding lead
at the beginning.
Yeah, you got a great start on Jake, and I think Jake's heavy shorts weighed him down at the beginning. And
yeah,
you did touch the wall first because it was touch the wall and back. So you were off to a great start.
Yeah, but he did this kind of crazy kickoff thing at the when
right,
it turned
against
around.
The wall.
That was
right.
Why.
Back,
back,
back.
Yeah, Allie, no!
Stopped early.
Allie
wet.
Oh, I got
wet. That's not the wall. That's
the hot tub. I
get wet. Oh, that's what she's saying? There was a discrepancy at the end because technically Allie went back to where she started from, which I thought was the race. Jake touched the wall of the
which
hot
was
tub.
Which was before
is not,
the right. end. Right.
So Jake, of course, gets all excited that he beat a pregnant one. Meanwhile, Jake was a D1 athlete in college.
Also, you tried to hold me back. You tried to grab my feet.
He did.
Yes.
I saw that too, but I didn't say nothing.
I tried to grab your feet?
Yes, he tried to grab my feet and hold me back.
What are you talking? Jake, that is such a ridiculous.
Johnny saw you.
You're playing footsie with Jake.
I got the footage, man.
Why,
I got it all on
why
camera.
Would I ever want to touch your feet in any way?
Because you wanted me to lose.
I was trying to keep you in your lane, dude.
There is no lane.
I wanted you to lose. Grab your feet. That's ridiculous.
That's exactly what you know it.
Okay.
Let's look at replay.
You racer.
Camera's crazy.
Racer's ready.
So
you racer.
At the end of the thing, it became this issue where we were discussing whether or not we had to look at the footage. Allie admitted defeat. Jake barely though. I mean, incredible that you came that close to losing to a pregnant woman.
But I think I was a faster swimmer. It was just Jake was able to push off at a crazy.
Right,
great.
And I do believe
that's what swimmers do.
I do believe that that had been like just a real lap in like an Olympic sized pool. I think Allie would have beaten you
if it was just straight swimming.
Yeah, I really think
so. Let's try one lap, like 150-meter straightaway.
Well, that's all we have for pools. We're tapped out.
I'm not doing that.
So we're probably not going to do this again.
I'm not getting in a swimsuit around you guys.
But we did decide that after that was we said if this doesn't if we don't hate each other at the end of this. Then we'll announce on Monday our big endless summer kegger so that we can get together with a bunch of listeners and have a more fun version of that.
Yeah, exactly. I think having that and having somebody else control the music is a great choice.
Yeah, so we're going to do all of that, and we'll give you those details coming up in about 15 minutes. So we have that to look forward to, plus your ADD news after this quick break on K-Rock.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Your line just went down. Production stopped.
A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.